साथ लिए जाते हो, बिनाई भी मेरी। हाय मैं कैसे पढ़ूंगा कदर, मैं कैसे पढ़ूंगा कदर सुगरानी असगर। मुड़ मुड़ के मुझे देखते जाना अली अकबर, मुड़ मुड़ के मुझे देखते जाना अली अकबर। हो जाएगा मुश्किल मेरा आना मेरे बेटा, मगतल में कहीं दूर न जाना मेरे बेटा। हाय अब मुझसे चला भी नहीं, मुझसे अब चला भी नहीं जाता अली अकबर। मुड़ मुड़ के मुझे देखते जाना अली अकबर, मुड़ मुड़ के मुझे देखते जाना अली अकबर। एहसास तड़पने का हमारे तुझे होता, मेरी तरह तू अपना जिगर थाम के रोता। तेरा भी जो होता कोई, तेरा भी जो होता कोई बेटा अली अकबर। मुड़ मुड़ के मुझे देखते जाना अली अकबर, मुड़ मुड़ के मुझे देखते जाना अली अकबर। ऐ लाल तुझे करता हूँ बाबा के हवाले, मैदान में हंसते हैं खड़े बरछियों वाले। अच्छी तरह फिर देख लूं, अच्छी तरह फिर देख लूं सीना अली अकबर। मुड़ मुड़ के मुझे देखते जाना अली अकबर, मुड़ मुड़ के मुझे देखते जाना अली अकबर। तुम जी से गिरोगे तो बदल जाएगी दुनिया, मकतल की तरफ कौन हमें लेके चलेगा। कातिल को बताएंगे ना, कातिल को बताएंगे ना रास्ता अली अकबर। मुड़ मुड़ के मुझे देखते जाना अली अकबर। कुछ देर तो जी ले तेरा, कुछ देर तो जी ले तेरा बाबा अली अकबर। मुड़ मुड़ के मुझे देखते जाना अली अकबर।
رحم الله من يقرأ الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلى الله وسلم عليك يا رسول الله، صلى الله وسلم عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى أهل بيتك المظلومين. يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي فنفوز والله فوزا عظيما. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. آمنا بالله، صدق الله العلي العظيم. For the love of Abba Abdullah al-Hussein and his beloved companions, with the loudness of our voices, sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin wa ajil farajahum. For the purification of our hearts and the hastening of the reappearance of our beloved 12th Imam, with the loudest of our voices, sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin wa ajil farajahu. Once again, we thank Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for gracing us with this wonderful moment, wonderful opportunity in this holy month of Muharram to continue acquiring the understanding of our faith with the purpose of seeking nearness to Almighty Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yesterday, my dear youth, our discussion was around identity crisis. We looked at the essence and the meaning of an identity and what constitutes an identity. We then went ahead to discuss different types or forms of identity. And then at the end, we humbly invited my dear youth, my dear brothers and sisters, to be proud of who they are, to be proud of your identity, and not to look down upon your identity or look down upon yourselves. Be proud of yourself, but don't be arrogant. Believe in yourselves, but don't be arrogant. Do it humbly. Do it in a way that you do not harm anyone. And Allah and Ahlul Bayt will always intervene on your behalf. The verse I've just quoted, or part of a verse I've just quoted, is a beautiful part. And I'm sure you all know this. Allah makes it crystal clear in glorious Quran that He will not change the conditions of people until and unless they change what is in themselves, until they change what is in their hearts, until they change their lifestyles. What we will be discussing today is also a very important topic: building my willpower as a young adult. Willpower is very important. It's a way of life. It's about being disciplined. You can only achieve your aims and objectives in life by becoming or being disciplined. If you are not disciplined, you will not achieve success. You will not achieve your goals that you set for yourselves. So we will discuss this topic in the following ways. Number one, we will discuss the meaning of will, iradat. You need to have a will, but not just having a will, powerful will. So willpower, we will discuss what does it mean. Second stage of my examination, we will look at factors which destroy our willpower so that you become aware of those factors in your lives. And when you come in contact or see those factors in your lives, you should try to get rid of them. Otherwise, it will destroy your willpower. And then the last stage of my examination for today, we'll then look at what do we have to do to build resilience and our wills or willpower. So without it, in your education, you will not achieve much. Without willpower, in your business, you will not achieve much. Without willpower, you will not achieve much in serving your community. Without willpower, you will not be able to have good friends. So it's important we understand ways and means of building our willpower or resilience. So number one, what is iradat? Willpower. Willpower, my dear youth, simply means when the self exercises its authority over the body. You know, we have our self, nafs, and we have our body. The main component of our existence is our self and not our body. Whatever you do in your life is from the instruction of yourself and not the instruction of your bodies. So when we talk of a willpower, we are talking of a situation where the self commands and authorizes the body to take an action. This is called iradat or willpower, as I may put it. But for the self to exercise its authority over the body, it goes through a very quick process. The first process is what? It will first think about the action. Tasawwur. So say for instance, there is majlis tomorrow, or there is a majlis at night. The first thing that comes to mind very quickly is this majlis. Or there is a program tonight, or there is a program tomorrow. First thing that comes to mind is this program. But for it to come to your mind, it's not the end of the process. But it's the beginning of the self exercising its authority over the body. What's the second process? The second process is the self will say, when I go to this program, when I go to this majlis, when I go to this function, is there any benefit for me or not? Ah, there is benefit. Or there is no benefit. But when self says, no, there is majlis tomorrow. It's for Aba Abdullah. I think there is benefit. Then comes to the third step. What's the third step? Do I need a means to go there? Maybe transport? Maybe to walk to go there? Is there anything on my way in trying to achieve that? You realize there is nothing. The moment the third process is done, then the self will command the body to begin the action. So, you've seen something online which is unlawful, which is haram. The first thing is, I must watch it. No, I shouldn't watch it. That thing first comes to your mind. And then you say, no, but this is haram. This is not good. Why should I watch it? No. Or you say, no, you don't watch it. It's just one day. It's one night. No problem. Allah will forgive. And then the third process comes. Nobody is watching me. I can watch it. There's no problem. There's nobody there. My friends from the mosque are not here. Then you watch. So yourself can exercise its authority over the body in a positive way, and it can exercise its authority over the body in a negative way. For instance, a girl with hijab. Do you know what? Hijab. Why should I wear hijab? No, but it's good. Bibi Fatima wore hijab. Bibi Zainab wore hijab. So it's good. That's the second process. Third process, but if I wear hijab, people will laugh at me. I will look ugly. I will not look nice. No, but you know, I'm doing it for Allah. I'm doing it for Ahlul Bayt. I'm protecting myself. It is my honor. It is my dignity. Then the self will stamp his authority and will start taking the action of worry. Sometimes, hijab. Oh, but I'm too young, man. I'm young. I will wear when I become old. I will wear when I get married. No. I will wear when I'm going to pray Salat. At least I wear when I go to Haram, when I visit the Zaris of Ahlul Bayt. Then the third process will come. Okay, no problem. You are independent. What's the problem? Then the self will exercise his authority. So, iradat can come from positive angle or from the negative angle. But remember, I and you have a potentials to build our resilience and willpower. And when you build it properly, you will not fall victim of any sin against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So now let's go to the second stage of my exam, which is very, very important. And please, I beg, pay attention. This is a very important discussion. What weakens my willpower? Because sometimes I am holding my phone and I go to YouTube. I am scrolling. I see haram. I watch. Oh, no, it's not haram. But I spend 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. No, sometimes games. I sit next to Fortnite, which is a very dangerous game. Because if you Spend more time with these games. It can take you away from seriousness. It can cause anxiety. It can cause so many problems. And we have seen it within our communities. Youth who spend a lot of hours on social media, especially games like Fortnite, when their parents, this is a real story, made some attempt to stop them, it became a fight between them and their parents. Because the children, they were engrossed. They were hooked to Fortnite. And you realize good number of youth who failed their exams because of wasting their time on social media and games. So you sit in the game, playing. The very week you keep playing, you spend the time. There's no resilience. There's no proper willpower. Oh no! Salat time. So no, I'm young. When I grow, I will do. In my Ramadan, I will do. In Muharram, I will do. Otherwise, I won't do it. Weak willpower. So now, what are the factors that we need to be careful about them and be aware of them? Otherwise, if we entertain those factors, believe me, my dear brothers and sisters, my dear youth, I'm telling you out of experience and out of the studies I have done, it will destroy your willpower. Let's start looking at them one after the other. This goes to even elderly person, our fathers and our mothers, everyone. Because we need strong willpower. Ahlul Bayt had powerful willpower. The first factor which weakens our willpower is ruh al-ya'isa, giving up in life. You've tried something, it didn't work, and you give up. Giving up destroys willpower. Because Allah created you in such a way that you have to continue being functioning, being active, and being proactive. So the moment you give up because you have failed the interview when you are looking for the job, or because they are laughing at you at the mosque, or because your friends don't want to be with you anymore, or because someone posts something about you on social media, so you are giving up. When you give up, note that you are destroying your willpower. And I've seen youth who are very quick in giving up in their lives. Because they failed the exams. Now they are not serious about their exams anymore. And they don't get good results. The moment you give up, you have destroyed your willpower. And Quran tells us, no one gives up except the one who does not believe in Allah. So be careful, my dear youth, when it comes to giving up in whatever you do in life. Keep trying. Keep knocking the door. It might not work today, but it will work tomorrow. And if it doesn't work tomorrow, it will work next week. If it doesn't work out this year, be rest assured, it will work out next year. Innama al-usri yusra, Quran says. Whichever difficulty comes what? Easiness. So that is the first factor. Giving up, yes, destroys, weakens our willpower. Let's look at the second factor. Kathratu tashkik. Doubting too much to us. Musk is doing something you doubt. This, no, it will not work out. Somebody arranging majlis on Zoom, no, this will not work out. Whatever people propose to you, or whatever people want to do, you will give it a negative thought. So many doubts on things weaken our willpower. Trust in Allah. Not too much doubt. Your friend comes and he tells you, let us go and help in the mosque. Said, no, even if I go, they will not appreciate me. I'm not doing it. Said, okay, let us try something this Muhammad. Let's do Karbala project. No, it will not work. No, let's try maybe this year, Muharram, to pledge Ahlul Bayt to start wearing hijab because you want to make Bibi Zainab proud. You want to make Bibi Fatima proud. No, it will not work out. Being negative always destroys willpower. Be positive. Don't be negative. Being negative is not good. Everything you want to give it a wrong meaning. Somebody doing something, you want to give wrong meaning to it. Somebody says something, you want to give wrong meaning to it. It destroys your willpower. My dear youth, take note of these are very, very important. Because I see youth lacking resilience. I see youth, the willpower is drilling. Third is Sura'atul Infi'al. Being short-tempered and getting angry quickly. Anyone who is short-tempered and getting angry quickly, his willpower will be affected. Because sometimes you can't stop anger. But what do? When you start becoming angry, take a walk. Make wudu. Take a glass of water. Disappear from the place where you become angry. And you will see there will be a change. Or pick up an interesting book the moment you become angry and start reading the book. Open Glorious Quran and recite. Recite Marcia, recite Noah, or recite Mankabat, that anger will be switched to something else. So it's very, very important that we try to manage our anger. Because quick anger destroys willpower. Your father comes talking to you, start shouting, you become angry. Knocking the door. Your mother calls you. Come and help me with something. You become angry. You know what it does? It destroys your willpower. Your teacher at school or lecturer at college asks you to do something. Become angry. It destroys your willpower. That's number three. Number four of what destroys our willpower is avrukut. Waste of time. Waste of time. It laugh and walked. Tadi'ul waqt. Wasting your time. Wasting your resources. Wasting your internet bundles. So lack of time management destroys willpower. Today we see some of our youth, how they waste their times and energies. Especially during school holidays. They don't sleep at night. They spend most of the night on social media, Snapchat, Facebook, although now Facebook is a bit woke, and other social media platforms. Taking photo of this, taking photo. I'm not saying don't take photo, but everything must have a limit. having a limit is of great importance, and it will build your willpower. Let alone the dangers associated with social media. We all use social media, but we must use it wisely. So time wastage destroys willpower. Sitting and wasting your time. The next factor when it comes to destroying our willpower is what? Acronymy. Sitting around people who are negative. You may be positive, my dear friend, my dear brother, my dear sister. But people around you are completely negative. They don't see khair in everything. They don't see good in everything. They are always negative. You don't see them saying, Alhamdulillah, mashallah, Jio, 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 mashallah. They are always negative. Be it in Imam Barra, or at school, or at work, or when you are chatting with them, being around negative people, it destroys willpower. Unless, if you can change them to be positive, to think positive, then there's no problem. But if you can't change them to be positive, so be careful hanging around negative people. Yes, sometimes we have to be negative, but not always. Being negative always kills willpower. I've seen it in my work. Some youth, they don't want to go to the mosque. You tell them what? They said, the lecture is this, the lecture is that. I don't understand this lecture. Said, okay, fine. They will bring you someone else that you will understand. The person come 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they stop coming again. What's the problem? No, this. Okay, fine. We will have a seminar for you. We'll have a workshop for you. Always negative. Always giving excuses. See, some of our youth, I won't go, I need this. That is provided 1, 2, 3 days, I won't go again. That is provided 1, 2, 3 days, I won't go again. Negativity destroys willpower. And we need to be very careful about it. Otherwise, we will not reach the climax of our potentials. And then the next factor, when it comes to destroying our willpower, is what? Adam Tamarkus. Lack of focus. We see some lack focus. He starts studying at university, say, pursuing science-related subject. Within first semester or second semester, no, I want to do something else. This is not for me. When the parents have already spent a lot of money, the parents say, fine, no problem. Started again. Within a year or two, no, this is not for me. Lack of focus. When there is no focus, our willpower gets dissolved, gets destroyed, gets drilled. We need resilience. We need discipline. Otherwise, you'll not achieve much. Today, I see some of our youth, not all, they are confused. They will come, Sheikh, how do I bring about balance in my life? I'm so busy. So, no, tone down, take it easy. Otherwise, you are destroying your willpower. Otherwise, you will not achieve much. Otherwise, you will grow regretting. And I've seen this happening. And as I told you, I don't deal only with Muslims. I deal with non-Muslims in my work. I deal with non-Muslims in my work. I'm not only a resident imam here in the UK, in Birmingham, Khoja Jamaat. I'm also a national trustee of the largest civil organization in the UK called Citizens UK. I'm a national trustee and a co-chair of that organization. And I'm involved with other work when it comes to the school curriculum in relation to Islamic studies in Birmingham City Council. I'm one of those who sit and look at the educational syllabus when it comes to RE, religious education. So I meet so many people and I discuss with so many people. And I'm also involved in mental health counseling and psychology. I'm still studying that, though I've not finished. But I'm a qualified civil and commercial mediator. So I meet people in my life. And I'm telling you what I'm telling you out of experience. Some lack focus. And because of that, they are not achieving much, but rather wasting their time. So we don't want you, as our youth, as our future leaders, to waste your time. We want you to achieve greater success in your life. Now, this is the second stage of the examination. Let's go to the last stage of my examination. Now, what do I have to do to make sure I grow my resilience, my willpower flourishes, so that I've got this willpower which is required to achieve whatever I aspire and aim to achieve in my life? There are a few things I and you can do to grow our willpower. The first one is what? At-ta'weed. Get used to doing good things. Look at it very carefully. Get used to doing good things, al-ada. Getting used to doing bad things will kill your willpower. We mentioned negativity and rest. Get used to doing good things. Get used to managing your time properly. Get used to praying. Get used to remembering in Allah and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus. Get used to doing charity work, reaching out to people, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims. Support them if you can. Get used to study very well. So the more you become used to doing good things, the more your willpower flourishes. Very, very important, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, my dear youth. Don't fold your arms. Get out there. Keep doing good stuff. Like Muharram is here. You are all youth. If I ask you this simple question, what one good thing have you so far done in the name of Imam al-Husayn al-Husayn? One good thing. Maybe an article you've written on social media, or an article you've shared with your school colleagues, or no, charity you do, donate water or donate niyaz to poor people in the name of Imam al-Husayn. Or no, you pick up few words from the teachings of Imam al-Husayn, which are valuable, and share with the world. Or something you've done when it comes to uplifting social justice. These are all good things. So getting used to doing good things, not the bad and evil things, grows your willpower and makes you resolute and powerful person. And it will help you achieve greater success in your life. Number two, thing which when you do, it will grow your willpower, is what I think it means. Believe in yourself. I mentioned that. Believing in yourself doesn't mean becoming arrogant. I mentioned it. But trust me, you've got a great potential as a human being. Believe in yourself that whatever you set for yourself as target, as goal, you will achieve it. Believe in yourself. Youth, believe in yourselves. Don't undermine yourself. Don't disrespect yourself. Don't ridicule yourself. Don't let someone decide for you your life. You can only and only decide your destiny and your future. If someone can give you advice, like the way I'm giving you majlis now, or workshop I may call, no problem. But your destiny is in your hand. Your success is in your hand, my dear youth. And your failure is in your hand. Don't let someone deceive you. Nobody will do it for you except you. And of course, through the power of Allah and the intervention of our beloved 12th man. So believe in yourselves. E'etemadu binafs. Trust that Allah has given you the potentials. And out of those potentials, you will be able to achieve your aim in life. And if you look at life, really, and this has been proven by some psychologists, those who are successful are not necessarily smart people, but rather people who believe in themselves and make a lot of effort. Smart people always think that they are smart and they don't make a lot of effort. But those who have achieved high levels of position in life, you realize that beginning they were failing. They were not doing well at school. So believe in yourselves. And there are examples that we can see in the lives of the companions of Ahlul Bayt, who initially were not with Ahlul Bayt, but eventually they ended up being with Ahlul Bayt because they believe in themselves. Hur believed in himself. Zuhair ibn al-Qayn believed in himself. And it happened. And I see this every day in my work. People who believe in themselves and work very hard achieve more than any other person. So that's number two. Believe in yourselves, my dear. Number three, you can't do it alone. Tawakkul on Allah. Tawakkul doesn't mean you fold your arms and do nothing. No. Always, now and then, ask Allah to help you. You have your goal in life. You've set them nicely. And you try your level best to achieve those goals. Do not forget to ask Allah. Tawakkul simply means what? Make dua. That's number one. Number two, tawakkul means what? Give sadaqah. Number three, tawakkul means sile rahim. Number four, tawakkul means what? Recitation of the Quran. So tawakkul is not just to fold your arm and do nothing. Do tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next point, which is very, very important when it comes to building and growing our willpower is what? Aim high. Aim high. Don't aim low. Be ambitious, but reasonably so. See, Imam Hussein alayhi salam beautifully mentioned. Whatever is happening to me, Imam Hussein said, I found it easy, or I find it easy, because the aim is high. What was the aim of Imam Hussein? Allah. As a youth who is building or building her future, aim high. Aim to reach somewhere very high. And Allah will help you. And aiming high doesn't mean you are arrogant, and doesn't mean you don't understand what you are doing. No. It's a way of building your resilience and willpower. And without that, the willpower will be subjected to weakness. Now, in addition to all this, do not forget two things. One, train yourself to have Allah's consciousness. Khawfi ilahi. Train yourselves to have a khawfi ilahi. And how do you train yourselves to have a khawfi ilahi? Is to inspire yourselves that indeed Allah is in existence. And his power is unlimited. And our powers are limited. And the last but not least, train yourselves to be shy or ashamed of yourselves when you commit sins against Allah. How do you train yourself? Tell yourself that, O Nur Muhammad, there is a difference between you and animals. Animals, they just have desires, so they can commit whatever they want to commit. But you, Nur Muhammad, you have desire, you have intellect, you have imagination. So you are far better than an animal. Don't commit sin. Don't commit sin. Talk to yourself like that. And by so doing, you will see the oneness of Almighty Allah. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. We've seen in different parts of the world that we have been in the course of our majalises and works, youth like you who are determined to achieve success have achieved it. I've been to so many communities, as I told you yesterday. Most of the programs in so many communities are run by the youth of your ages. From the AV team to Muki to caretaker, and these are all volunteers. For instance, here we have what is called Imam Hussein Blood Drive. It started by a youth in London. And it is hugely successful. And non-Muslims are patronizing it and they're happy about it. And there's also another young guy. He's my friend, in fact, by the name of Kumail Hashimani. He lives here in London. His mom is originally from Pakistan. He used to work as an accountant. Then he decided to say, I'm going to start my own company. And many people were telling him, why do you want to start your own company? You're working, you're making good money, what's the problem? He said, no, I want to develop an app. An app. And this app, I'm going to design it in such a way that people who play football, not the big teams, in the communities, in their towns, in their cities, if they can register with me, with my app, you'll be able to monitor their progress. He started it when he had no enough money, when people were telling him, no, this will not work. And now how many years? 3-4 years. He's still growing and unbelievable. Foots up, they call it. Foots up. FOOTAPPS. It's on Instagram. I think it's got Facebook page. So that is growing your willpower. Believe you can do. And Allah will not let you down. And I leave you with these two verses. God says, those who strive in our way, we will guide them towards our way. And one ayah says, make efforts. And when you make efforts, your efforts will be seen. So trust me, my youth, you are blessed and you are fortunate. Take advantage of these blessings and opportunities you have, given to you by your parents, given to you by your communities. Benefit from these experiences and build your future and build yourself and develop yourself and grow as a true lover and follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalatu wassalam. I remind you again, most of the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they were youth like you. And today, we remember the first of Banu Hashim, Hazrat Ali ibn al-Akbar alayhi salam. Imam Hussein said he resembled prophets in his look and intellect. And in fact, when he came out to the battlefield, people confused him with prophets. Some thought it was the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Abu Abdullah Hussein alayhi salam granted Ali permission and said to Ali, go bid farewell to your mother Umm Layla and the ladies in Khaybar. Ali went, he bided farewell. When he came back, he began to head towards the battlefield. But Imam al Hussein was following Ali because the father loved the son so much. All of a sudden, Ali stopped and said, Father, you granted me permission. Why are you following me? He said, may God never show you a moment where you bid farewell to your son. Allahu Akbar. And you know, Ali, on that day when he woke up, he recited his last azan. Ali went to the battlefield. His mom came out of Khaybar. She could not look at the battlefield, but she would monitor the complexion of the face of Aba Abdullah Hussein. All of a sudden, she saw the face of Imam al-Hussein change. And she called out, is my Ali alive or dead? Aba Abdullah said to her, make dua. She made dua, and Ali came back, calling out, Al-Atsh, Al-Atsh, Al-Atsh. Aba Abdullah placed his tongue into the mouth of Ali. And Ali said to his father, Father, your mouth is drier than my mouth. Allahu Akbar. But Ali went to the battlefield, and you know how they killed Ali. The man lifted his dagger. I hope you know what is dagger. And he dug on the chest of Ali. And Ali called out his father. The father rushed to the body of Ali. And when he rushed, he removed the dagger from the chest of Ali. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Wa say'alamu alladhina zalamu ala Muhammad. Ayyamun kalabin yantalibun. Wa la'akibatu lilmuttakeen. Raise up your hands, my dear youth. Let us make dua. We pray Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes it easy for our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan, especially the Azari Shias. Things are not looking good for them. We pray Imam Zamana intervene on their behalf. And I pray for all of you, my dear youth. May Allah fulfill your legitimate desires. Whatever is easy for you in life, may Allah continue to make it easy for you. Whatever is difficult for you, may Allah ease it on your behalf. We have a mu'mina here who is not well in Birmingham. We pray to Allah Ta'ala to cure her, which is cure. And we have a mu'min who requested dua from me. Say, Sheikh, I need dua. I've got problems with my papers. Ask Allah and ask the youth to pray for me so that Allah Ta'ala help me to get my papers when I apply them. We pray that Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for all the mu'mini. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ma tabal Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain.
Abbas, 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 Abbas.